What was it like being in the Middle East and seeing refugees everywhere? What was that impact on you?
Wow. It's when you look at Lebanon and Turkey and even Jordan, and well, really, even inside Syria, how many are displaced? I hear anything from 6 to 8 million just in the general Middle East area. And then they're going to Europe, and countries are filling up. We were in a refugee camp recently that has over 100,000 refugees in it. It's the size of a city. And many of the people told us that they were thankful for people that have helped them. But in many ways, along their way in their journey out of Syria, they were treated like animals, is what they said. They were trying to steal the women to rape them, were trying to take the children to sex slavery. They were trying to get the young boys and the men to grab them and put them in ISIS or one of the other terrorist groups. And so these are battered, desperate people that have no place to go. And we all know the stats on refugees. I think it's 98 to 99% of those that actually exit countries as a refugee never make it back. They don't. It just doesn't work out. And so difficult situation. But the good news is that believers are reaching out to them throughout Europe, throughout the Middle East, and there are people coming to faith in Jesus. And it was just beautiful to meet some of the new believers that are so in love with Jesus. They've lost everything, but Jesus was there to fill that void, save them, transform them, and bring them into the body of Christ where they're not alone. They're part of a great big family globally.
Stories like this, I have some questions on ISIS I'll get to in a second, but I have to pause here because stories like this are what make me celebrate as a Christian, because I'm going to see those people in heaven. And one thing that frustrates me is some of the political talk in the U.S. that, you know, we can only bring the Christians over or whatnot. That's, I mean, I'm not going to go down that path, but just from what you're seeing, are there really religious divides, like in this mass sea of humanity that we call refugees? Is it like people divide, like, oh, you're not Christian, so I can't help you? I can't, you know, what do you see on the ground?
Well, so many of the refugees just, they have nothing. Many of them in the camps are 100% Muslim. Even there are issues between Muslims and Christians. And I think what's hard for us in America is it's either or. Every political issue tends to be either or. And all sides included cannot speak with each other because they label each other. Oh, you're this, you're liberal, you're conservative, whatever. And then that ends the dialogue. I think in America, you know, I grew up, my father was an FBI, so he fought the mafia for 30 years. He suspected everyone. I mean, in my house, you were guilty until proven innocent. You know, that's how I grew up. And so certainly we come from that background where we want security. We don't want the terrorists getting into our country. And so I think the American people have a right to know, are they being screened? But that doesn't mean that the church just rolls over and says, let the government handle this. We've been called to fulfill the Great Commission, and that's to go around the world. And here's the amazing thing. The nations of the world are coming to us. We have an opportunity to reach them in our own backyard. And so let's not just be addicted to the news and get our worldview from there. Let's get our worldview from the Bible, where we're going to be taught that the nations of the world will be gathered around the throne. Every tribe, every tongue, every ethnic group will be there. Maybe one of those groups is coming to your area. Get equipped, get out there, love them, lead them to faith in Jesus. This is a great opportunity. We want the government to function and root out the bad guys, that's for sure. But the church has to function as a church and fulfill the Great Commission. And we've got a great opportunity here.